From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Two U.S. federal courts have issued temporary restraining orders against President Donald Trump's second try at using an executive order to limit who is allowed to enter the United States. A judge in the state of Hawaii blocked both the order's suspension of refugee admissions and its ban on issuing new visas to people from a group of six Muslim-majority countries. A federal judge in the state of Maryland's separate injunction Thursday applies only to the visa ban portion of the executive order. Hours after the first judge's order on Wednesday, Trump had this response.
We're going to fight this terrible ruling. We're going to take our case as far as it needs to go, including all the way up to the Supreme Court. We're going to win.
The Trump administration says the ban is necessary to protect the country from the threat of terrorism. The White House is unveiling what it is calling an America First budget for the federal government on Thursday. President Trump's proposal would slash funding for, among other things, foreign aid and the agency responsible for enforcing environmental regulations. Legislative approval will require 60 votes in the Republican-controlled Senate, but there are no guarantees everyone in the president's party will support the budget, and nearly all Democrats are likely to oppose it. French police say that a letter exploded when it was opened at the International Monetary Fund offices in Paris Thursday, injuring one person. The IMF letter bomb comes a day after police destroyed a similar package with explosives at the German finance ministry. It is unclear whether the two incidents are related and who is behind them. For details on more news, join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Dutch political parties are preparing Thursday to start what will likely be a long process of coalition talks after Prime Minister Mark Rutte's People's Party for Freedom and Democracy easily won national elections, defying polls that suggested a close race with anti-Islam populist Geert Wilders. Jesse Klaver is the leader of the Dutch Green Party.
First of all, I think the rise of populism has stopped. Okay, Geert Wilders, he has won a couple of seats in parliament, but it was not the victory he was hoping for and the right-wing parties all over Europe were hoping for. So I think this is the first win for everyone.
Rutte's People's Party for Freedom and Democracy is expected to take 32 of the 150 seats, far ahead of any other party, including Wilders' Anti-Immigration Freedom Party. Turkey's foreign minister is warning of religious wars coming to Europe in response to the re-election of Mark Rutte as the Dutch prime minister. Wilders' Anti-Islam Party for Freedom came in the distant second to Rutte's People's Party for Democracy with 20 seats compared to 33. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said during a speech Thursday that Rutte had lost Turkey as a friend, even though he beat out Wilders. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says it is clear that a different approach is required after 20 years of failed diplomatic efforts to prevent North Korea from having nuclear weapons. Tillerson spoke Thursday in Tokyo on the opening leg of his first trip to Asia as the top U.S. diplomat.
Part of the purpose of my visit to the region is to exchange views on a new approach. Foreign Minister Kishida and I had a very open and candid discussion around a different approach. We'll have further discussions with Prime Minister Abe. I will have further discussions in Seoul and ultimately in Beijing as well.
Japan and South Korea, which host U.S. troops and are already within range of North Korean missiles, support U.S. efforts to increase diplomatic and economic pressure on North Korea. Russia says it was not involved in any unlawful cyber activities a day after the U.S. Justice Department announced indictments for two Russian spies and two other people suspected of stealing personal information of millions of people in a 2014 hack of Yahoo. A Kremlin spokesman told reporters Thursday that no Russian office, including the Russian Federal Security Service, the FSB, was involved. An assistant U.S. attorney said four indictments include two former FSB officers and two hackers who helped them in the intrusion. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.